All right, well, the Elder County Conservation District, just like many conservation districts around the UP, having the tree sale, it's a little early, and it's underway, hey, Matt?
It is underway, yes. We opened our tree sale today on Thursday, February 1st, and this is our annual tree and shrub sale that we hold every year, and you are correct. It's similar to other county conservation districts' tree sales. Our order deadline is going to be the middle of April for pickup days on May the 4th. Our cutoff is April 12th, that Friday. Our delivery or pickup day is May the 4th, and we offer pickups here in Munising at the Alger Centennial Ice Arena from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then also in Grand Marais at Superior Hardware from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
So what kind of trees and shrubs and vegetation are we talking about here?
Well, we offer native trees and shrubs for a variety of projects that you may have, including large-scale reforestations or underplantings, we call it, you know, under a established canopy. But we also have a lot of wildlife shrubs available that are great for, you know, wildlife habitat or for pollinator habitat. We also have a good variety of garden-type plants. Like berries, asparagus, rhubarb, and then we also offer a nice variety of fruit trees that are definitely a lot larger than some of our other stock. The fruit trees come about 6 feet tall, and of course they're a little bit more expensive, but we have a great variety of apples, pears, plums, peaches, and cherry trees, and another new item this year is pawpaw trees. They are called the Mango of Michigan. And then we also have bird houses, bat houses, feeders, a lot of books, playing cards, just a lot of different stuff out there. And it's all available on our website, algercd.com, where you could also call or email our office, and we can send you a full catalog as well.
Now, this is a fundraiser for the Conservation District, no?
It is, in a way, a fundraiser, yes. But we don't make too much money off of this at all. It's more of a service for our community members that are looking for improvements to their property and people that are doing forestry operations and want to replant things or are working with other agencies or other partners out there to improve wildlife habitat and maybe just adding to your garden and getting more fruits and berries out there too. But yes, we really appreciate all of our customers and the folks who support their local conservation districts.